Hi, my name is Abigail.
And I'm Tenny.
And you're welcome to the Millennial Lady Podcast, brought to you by Jamit FM.
On this podcast, we'll be discussing several issues women face on a daily basis.
Things everyone needs to know about women.
And how we as women can embrace and love ourselves as queens that we are.
What's going on? Well, on the show today, we're not going to be doing it alone. We have a special somebody in the studio.
Yes.
We have the host of Citizen Z. Yes. Yep. She has her own podcast, Citizen Z. Her name is Cynthia. And we are going to be doing the discussion together today.
Yeah.
So it's loaded.
She's also a member of the Jamit family.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a Jamite.
Yes.
By me. Yes.
That's right.
No,
you had it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
So today's topic is the new society woman.
Okay, so when you hear that word, Cynthia, what comes to your mind?
I'm thinking millennial lady.
Okay, wait.
Well,
I'm thinking modern lady. I'm thinking me.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the new society woman, like Cynthia said, is just a new... Is it right to explain a word using the word? I don't think so.
It works.
So yeah, a new woman.
Redefined woman.
Yes. Okay, yes. Redefined.
Does modern work? The modern woman.
Yeah, it could work.
Yes,
it could work.
It could work, yeah.
The list goes on and on, actually.
Well, good then.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about the... Millennial lady, yes. And then yes. the new society woman. And today we're going to be talking about the evolution of the women. We're going to be talking about the practices of the... women in the olden days, like in the past times. And then we are going to be talking about the new society woman and how she has a voice and how she should use her voices, right? So it's a loaded session.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we should start with the old practices so that way people can see the clear difference. Because before we even mention the new practices, when we're stating the old practices, you already know that
comparison
there is a clear difference and things have changed greatly.
Yes. Okay, so there is this post of, I'm not going to mention the man of God's name, but then it's kind of he made wave at the time regarding the cooking and no cooking.
I feel like everybody already knows who it is.
cooking and no cooking. So I feel like, well, you know, the pastor's generation is different from
it's
our
totally
own
different.
Generation.
Totally, yes.
So, the pastor is not wrong. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the people reacting as well, I don't think they're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So one of my friends would say, my throat, my neck, or Nassim. Do you understand? So you are coming from as a young person or a new society person, you're saying anybody can cook. The guy can cook, the guy can assist, the guy can this, the guy can that. But the pastor, the man of God, is saying ladies are supposed to be the one cooking, shifting the whole responsibility on the lady. Do you understand? Leaving the guys who can be sitting and watching. Even if you see there's this Maggie advert they used to play for us when we're young. Daddy in the kitchen. There's this the
mommy is in the kitchen. Daddy in the parlor is watching.
Do you understand? So that's the way it is in their own time. So it's not wrong to come out and express his thought and say, okay, this is what you should do.
They had more defined gender roles.
And now
it's different.
Yes, and that's probably because women are starting to find their voice. That women are starting to express themselves more. It was in those days, there's this thing. I want daddy wa. Do you understand?
Yep.
Like you have to use air for your husband.
It wasn't a choice thing.
Do you understand? You cannot call your husband by name. Like what?
Abomination.
Do you understand? That shows you're not respecting your husband enough. I'm like, we're partners, yo. So how come?
Yeah.
Do you understand? And there's also this other one too from a popular actor that said, you as a you as a man, you shouldn't kneel. Isn't kneel down to propose?
I think that's what he said.
You're down to propose, like, mm-hmm. you're doing this yourself. And I'm like, yo, these things, maybe that's based on your culture and
I feel for him, it was more of a cultural thing.
It was a cultural thing, and I don't hold it against him, because if at the start of that video, he did emphasize the fact that he's a staunch believer of their Igbo ways, that he's an Igbo man and he's a cultural person. He's a pure leader. So that already put a censorship to what he was about to say.
Yes, but
because
I'm saying,
if you check through the Igbo culture, there's no kneel down for your wife. So he now becomes wrong when you take him out of the Igbo context.
He's not wrong. He's not
modern.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he's saying this based on his own worldview. Like, this is how I see the world.
He's a pure Igbo person. Like, this is how I see it. Don't
and you cannot blame them, because in their own time, in their own generation, that's how it works. But now, mm-hmm. it's like no more GD for a guy to, like, if you're not knowing that to us, it's
like,
you're
not ready. You're not ready. That's to be sweet.
That's one of the few things I see, like, mm-hmm. trying to strike a balance between what popular figures have said and how people have reacted to it, and the old ways and the new ways. Yes.
And I feel like there are so many contributing factors, because this thing didn't just happen overnight. So I feel technology and, you know, social media has helped a lot in redefining, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, back then, I think most of them, they probably had, you know, thoughts that, oh, okay, this shouldn't happen.
Be this way.
This shouldn't be this way. But then it's like, they didn't have people to share it with.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just in your husband's house. Everybody is just, you know, doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't actually have anyone that could relate to you. But then everybody in their various homes are actually thinking the same thing. But then with social media, you can just, you know, come up and just be like, oh, today my husband, I go back from work, I was really tired, and my husband's like, I have to cook. And then you have people that would respond
that
and be like, oh, I can relate, this shouldn't be. And then from
there,
a movement will start.
That's how a trend starts. Like, someone
says something, I can relate. Good that you brought that up, because I was going to say that when Abigail was trying to introduce the topic and how she was talking about how that people of the older generation, there are times when people start to feel like, well, we have changed, we are wayward, our generation is, we're living the old ways.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you said, I don't think it's a question of living
the old ways.
It's that it was there, but then they were bound by a culture of silence.
Yes.
They, you know, it was like, how do you tell your husband no in that time? Because if you do say no and this man drags you to the market square, women who are having the thoughts too at that time, like, you are a bad person, how can you do this? So it's different now. It's not, I don't think it's that we changed.
We broke the culture
of silence and started talking.
Very true.
Just different. You can't tell me that there was no single woman in the 80s that did not come home and didn't feel like cooking. You can't tell me that there was no. But the difference was that time they just cannot say, because they will drag you for it and probably label you a witch.
And then most times, people just want to be comfortable.
In their grumbling and everything, do it. But the difference is now, I can say it. I can tell my partner, I really don't feel like cooking today, we should go out and get dinner. But then if one overrighteous third party hears it, drag her. You don't cook for our husband.
You want to waste your husband's money. Well, going back to social media, you know that how it has helped our generation grow and find our voice.
Mm-hmm.
During the times of our parents, our mothers, they used to, their point of meeting was probably a gathering. It was more of physical meetings.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's probably people you see and people you, and even if they say women cannot go to this place, women cannot go to that place, they are restricted. But here you can be at the comfort of your room, your house, and then you meet and you speak with several people.
Mm-hmm.
So social media has actually helped us as women to find our voice.
Yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now women are like, they're bolder, they're more daring, they're not afraid to speak up, because it's like, you cannot come and beat me now. I'm in my house, I'm chasing this. Everybody's relating to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then in turn, men would be scared to actually,
I think more cautious is the word.
Okay, yeah, more cautious. Yeah. They'll be more cautious because they know that all eyes are on them.
Yeah.
And the wife has said this. So it's like everybody's looking, waiting for the reaction of the man. It's like, mm-hmm. what's he going to do? Is he going to chase her out? Is he going to put her? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? So, right. you know, it's, I feel everything, the new society woman is, you know, things have gotten better.
Yes.
And, you know, the I feel the change is for the better, even though some people would like to disagree.
Disagree and just be like, no.
Mm-hmm. But then it's for the better.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very
another thing that I have an issue with is the whole idea of the man of God that you mentioned and then the popular actor. I feel like people of our generation, these people of the new society, women and men, should come to understand that not be everything be dragging. Because just as she said, it's their time. That's what they understood. That's what yeah. they normalized. To them, that's the normal. So if you are doing anything outside that, you are in the wrong. And just as I said before, he said what he said in the context of a typical evil man
culture.
Mm-hmm. It only becomes, maybe not wrong, but it only becomes not okay when you take it out of you. Because he used insulting words and said, if you need that to propose, you're a fool. You're a kidney. And I get people are raged by that. Why would you call me a fool? Because I'm on it. But if you take it in context of where he's coming from, there's no point dragging that.
There's
guy.
No
he
point.
He just said what is actually, funny enough, what he said is correct if you're looking at it from the lenses of Igbo culture.
And but you know, now the thing is, culture doesn't have so much hold on us as it used to.
Yes.
So that is also, and I feel maybe the people of the older generation, they still can't wrap their heads around that
this
fact.
This new thing without thinking of it as wayward.
Mm-hmm. Or you embracing the, you know, Western culture.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you're embracing this, you're doing that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't let your culture this. But then they need to understand that, you know, some cultural norms, we need to share
them.
They need to go. We just need to drop it. Because as much as we want to keep our culture, preserve our culture and, you know, all that, we still have to do things that are, you know, beneficial to our own mm-hmm. well-being and mm-hmm. happiness. Because women are being overworked and they're not being appreciated enough. Because
yeah.
no matter what you do, they still don't see it as you're doing anything.
They see it as is your responsibility as a woman. Some things that are not even supposed to be a woman's responsibility, but the society has lorded it over her. Mm-hmm. So they just see it as it's your work. You must do it.
You
are not being appreciated for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Men, mm-hmm. they have their responsibilities, but then women still like praise them for it. But women are not being praised.
Appreciated for
yeah,
the
they're not
things
being
that
for
call
things that
their
they do.
Responsibilities.
Do you understand? Like if a man is like, okay, he's providing the basic, okay, shelter, food. He's you know, dropping money for that.
Is it like, you're lucky?
Yes. Your husband is doing this, he's doing that.
You're lucky.
But then when a woman does like
the cooking, the cleaning,
what are you doing? I'm out here working hard for this family.
You're not doing anything.
You're just here
at home all day.
Yeah. You know? So
you know, you mentioned something that of how talking about the wellness of the woman and happiness. Now, like it or not, times have changed.
Yeah.
You cannot expect that as it was in the older days where feeding and taking care of the home was just basically go to farm, get farm produce, mm-hmm. bring it, the woman cooks. To now, I mean, let's be realistic. The economy is not smiling.
I'm telling you.
You cannot see. I don't know. It would take, when I say well-earning man, I don't mean earning even six figures. It would take a very, very, very extra well-earning man to be able to take care of every financial aspect of a home. One. Two, don't also forget that this woman now, these days, went to school. She's educated. She has aspirations. She wants to be seen. So money aside, say, first of all, there's her dreams, there's her aspirations and all of that. So how do you take all of that and say, the way my mother was taking care of us is
know,
the same how I
way.
Want you to take
you know,
can't I'm sorry.
Let
you
me,
can't,
let me,
you
let
can't. You, I cannot go to Ovis, heart seize hear him and come back 10 p.m. I come and be rowing Amala for you or pounding yam.
You know, I met
it's
a guy
possible.
One time. I,
it's not realistic.
It's not. I met a guy one time that says he likes eating fresh food.
I've heard that thing.
This guy cannot cook.
There's YouTube now. I'll watch YouTube, learn the recipe. Another thing that I'm not a fan of hearing these days.
It sounds weird, but I'll explain is I don't know how to cook. Whether it comes from a man or from a woman, for me, it's just a silly thing because you literally do not need to know how to cook.
There's YouTube. Let me cut in there.
You don't even know if you'll learn it. Just follow the steps. That particular part
get
of soup.
Get the ingredients and, you know,
don't know
do
it in your head. If at tomorrow, somebody now tells you to make a goosey soup again, watch video again to make it again.
See,
it's fine.
Going in line with your thought, mm-hmm. I find it very annoying mm-hmm. for you to open your mouth and say, I cannot cook. You are telling me I can't take care of myself.
Yeah.
Really,
I have a woman thing.
It's food. I have heard
a guy say this, and then it was like he was saying it more like to like look fresh like, to me. Like yeah, I'm like fresh. You actually fresh. Piss me off, right? I'm in my mind. I'm thinking you piss me off right now because indirectly you're telling me I can't take care of myself. So how do I really think we're going to work? Because you need to be able to take care of yourself. Exactly. I can take care of myself, but you can't. So you're telling me you want to be a liability. They were telling me you can't cook. You're saying you even watched Instagram, YouTube tutorial to cook Indomie and it was soggy. I'm like,
what
is that supposed to?
I don't have pride.
Do it again. Are you listening? Practice makes perfect.
Are you listening to yourself? You're telling me you can't cook. So what are you saying? I'm a grown ass man, but I can't take care of myself.
I am irresponsible.
But that is what you're trying to tell me.
The reality of it is, if you notice, I feel most men can't actually take care of themselves most times. They just mask under the old big boy way and dressing nice and stuff, but they can't actually take care of themselves.
And I feel like what is largely responsible for this is the whole older generation women thing.
Exactly.
They encourage it. I am a woman, I should take care of the man.
Referencing one of our shows, is it The Lie of a Woman? We talked about how from a young age, parents have started putting it in the heads of their kids, like, you are a girl, this is what you should do. You're a guy, this is what you should do. The older generations now, mm-hmm. you understand?
Yeah.
They are the ones probably responsible for some of these attributes that the guys in our generations are exhibiting, mm-hmm. because that is how they train them, that is how they brought them up. So one of my lecturers in school would always say, you are focusing on the male, on the female child, you're focusing on training her seriously for her to fit into the house of a monster you have not trained.
True.
So you are training the girl child, everything, every pressure on the girl child, but you want her to end up in the same house of the guy that you have not trained.
True.
So that is the problem. So some guys, when their mom will say, so they'll be like, Emile, Dano, I cannot cook. Oh, this one cannot go and cook the food. Can't this one go and cook the food? I can't wash the plate. Oh, when this person is around, why would I be the one to wash the plate? Because they have made it look like it is the responsibility of this woman. So now that they are grown, they think it is not their duty to do that. It is for the woman. So cleaning the house, taking care of the house, it has, even from social studies textbook, You will see it there. They will write it there. This is mommy is in the kitchen. It's her fault to cook. Simbi is sweeping. Ada is playing ball in the food.
Ada is watching.
Daddy is reading newspaper.
Exactly.
From there, it starts. And then they grow up with that mentality.
And so when you find one woman who has decided, look, this thing is not normal, I'm not going to
she becomes a problem.
She becomes a problem. And then I'll be like, I want feminists.
Another issue that new society women are having these days is that the women of these days are different, but the men of our generation, they are the same. They are choosing to be like their fathers.
My father's son.
Because there's going to be an issue.
The society favors them, so you don't expect them to change.
True, that's the point. It favors them.
Why change
that's
if it's working
true. When you are at the edge, when you are at the top, why would you want to come down?
That's true. But the good thing,
just as Tenny said, technology has helped us come to see that we found cases of men who are better for because of things that they have read and seen.
Yes.
I had a guy who once had a conversation with me that this period thing of a woman. You know, she just made it sound like a very disgusting thing. So, you know, it was, he made that comment on social media. Trust me, this now. Trust me. They said he schooled him. So he had to come back and say he's sorry. And he meant it. He was so sorry. And he was going to try to treat women with more respect.
Ignorance. You know, most of them don't know.
So we're grateful for the gifts of technology that is helping change the mindset.
Yes,
of
in line with that thought. In line with that thought, there is this post I saw on Instablog. I always reference Instablog a lot. Okay, so the guy came and then there was a post she tweeted. A tweet she reposted, and then the guy was like, "When his wife is complaining that the baby, their baby is biting, and whatever, he's always saying, what's your problem? My boy sucks, Jare. My boy keeps sucking, Jare. But then one day, it was not even his own breast. Now I think it was his chest, and then it was like, yo, like it was, the guy was holding on to him like a blood sucking vampire or something. So it was like, no, it is actually women are trying. Yeah, women should applaud you. Women should applaud you. See, it only takes a guy who is open minded to let himself experience it, experience the pain a woman goes through. You understand? Mm-hmm. But I would probably say, no, I'm changing. No, this is not right. But guys that enjoy where the society has put them and they don't want to care about any other part, they're not ready to change their orientation. No. They will still keep having issues relating with women because they'll think
the truth is
feminist anymore.
They'll be forced to change in the long run. That's what I feel. They'll be forced to change.
And funny thing is, it's actually really, I find it very silly. People who think that women of the older generation deserve more appreciation than women. Why?
Hey, people do that.
Because then we had the role of a woman then was to just sit at home, cook, take care of the kids, and take care of the in-laws when they come visiting. Now, a woman is expected to take care of the in-laws, take care of the kids, take care of the cooking, and finances. Like I said, finances, she has to have it.
She has to have
because that's why you're not being. They're just stopping my money. You're not contributing.
Meanwhile, so you're a liability.
You see a new society woman who has a side business, has a job, has children, has to satisfy her husband's sexual needs and all of other emotional needs, has to take care of in-laws. So if you're going to ask me, if there's anybody that deserves all the cred, all the respect, it's the new woman. Society woman than the older generation. Because menstrual issue discussion I said we had. You know, what's part it was a lady that came and said she's on her way from work right now. She's sitting in her Uber and she's in tears and the guy driving is scared that she's going to pass out in his car. And she just kept telling him there's nothing wrong with her, it's just cramps. The guy just cannot wrap his head around how it's just cramps. So that kind of person has to get home and then if she has a child, that child does not want to know whether mommy's having cramps. The child wants attention and that's it. True. You give him attention. As you are giving the child attention, one office email is waiting for you to be replied.
True.
Somebody is knocking at the door to say, I need something. One in-law is calling you and expecting you. You understand?
And
so like,
your husband
you're getting
comes
dragged
home
in so many directions.
Your husband comes home, is expecting big
you
hug. And then you're like,
you don't want, no man wants to come home to a wife that is looking meh. And you know, so if there's anybody that deserves all the cred and all the hyping, man,
because
the new
yes, true to
now,
your word,
so
our mothers then, they didn't have to hustle the way we have
they
to also now. No, they just
have to deal all the
provision. Because these same guys that are coming to say, they'll say, I don't want a woman that cannot do this. So they have spec of the woman. I want
a
woman that can
bring
something
to the table.
Now, working class woman.
Bring something to the table.
Working class woman. But then, our parents are the ones that, our fathers then, it was their sole responsibility. Like, I have to be the one to do this. I have to be the one to bring the food home. I have to be the one to go to the farm. Okay, maybe women will support them and stuff, but maybe I'm speaking for the Yoruba tribe because I think some tribes, the women would go to the farm.
Yes, so yes, that's
actually
true. That's
but most of the work that time was on the man. Yeah. But right now, we sometimes have to. I mean, if your husband is not doing so fine, at least support.
But they're not even bringing anything new to the table.
don't get me wrong, you know, like I'm saying, you should not want a career woman, or you should not want a maybe business class or whatever, working class lady. But I'm saying you cannot just attach yourself to the successes that comes with it, in the sense that you cannot just say you want a career woman because she's going to be bringing money, financial assistance. Yeah. You need to understand that there are certain changes, because in the olden days, the woman is probably not the career woman that we have now. Do you understand? So you cannot say you are choosing to accept the career part and the fact that she's supporting you financially, and then you are going to say, I cannot relate to the other aspect of the new society woman. Yeah, if you're accepting the new society woman as a career woman, you have to accept the conditions and then the other things that comes along with it. Because change. You know, you cannot just say career woman, you have to come and you must be cooking for me every day. You must be doing this every day. You must be doing that one every day. You are accepting a new woman. You're not accepting the kind of women our fathers accepted that time, because things have changed. We have evolved. You have to accept that duties and responsibilities and tasks as well have evolved.
Totally understandable.
So I guess we're wrapping up on the show today. Well, final words from you, Tenny.
Well, for me, I would just say that people should educate themselves better and, you know, learn more, because most of these things, most of the jargons that people spill these days are from their ignorant state. Yeah, they don't understand so many things. So people should just try and, you know, grow along with time, grow along with society, because things are changing. So like you too, change along with it.
Learn. Unlearn and relearn.
Yes.
What about you, Cynthia? Any final words?
Final words. Not much. Just to reinstate what you have said. If you want a new society woman, which is what you are going to be getting, by the way.
You have no choice.
Which is what you are going to be getting, by the way. We have to be ready to adjust to what the new society demands. And the whole duty of a woman thing, please. There's so many gray areas these days. It's not a woman's duty to cook. It's a human thing. It's called, like you said, it's taking care of yourself. It's not gender specific. And then I like the fact that we're gradually breaking the culture of silence.
Yes.
That I can speak out, and there are so many people who can relate to what I have said. So I feel like it's life saving.
Yes, it has. Trust me.
It has saved lives. The fact that you know that you're not alone.
It's life saving. So. And on that thought, I'd like to add that directing my comments to the women now, we have we're in a society where we have the opportunity, we have the privilege to speak up, to act and to express ourselves. It's an opportunity our mothers did not have. Do you understand? They didn't have a voice that time, but we have a voice now, and I would just more like implore also actually use that voice possibly to enhance social change. And on that note, I guess it's a wrap on the show today. It was great.
Thank you for having me.
And please, if you haven't followed us on all our social media platforms, is jamit.fm.
Yes.
And don't forget to please share this episode. And if you haven't listened to our previous episodes, please just scroll beneath this one. You should find it there. And please don't forget to share, to repost and subscribe and leave a comment. Yes, we want to know what you think. So please, on this episode, if you'll be able to get anything, benefit anything, please drop it. We want to read, and we'll definitely leave our feedbacks for you. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Bye. We'll be right back.